This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Dan Boyce. Congress is on recess this coming week. Democrats will use the break to try to rally public opposition to President Trump. Democratic Senator Michael Bennet will hold a series of in-person town halls in Greeley, Golden, and Colorado Springs. Last week, he was among the Senate Democrats willing to risk a shutdown to prevent Republicans from passing their six-month funding bill.
I think what's important now is to look forward and to continue to make the case to the American people that we have a very different approach than Donald Trump is acting on. And I think that's every day that's becoming more obvious to the American people.
Republicans said Democrats who were willing to shut down the government were putting politics over people. An El Paso County man has been sentenced to 12 years in jail for illegally collecting millions in an investment fraud scheme. CPR's Tony Gorman has more.
The Colorado Attorney General's office says Trey J. Scarlett raised over $3.7 million over 5 years. The funds were purportedly an investment in ecological packaging and bottle services to corporate clients that never materialized. Many businesses and employees were used to falsify statements, fake contracts with sports drink companies, and use funds for personal expenses. Along with the sentence, Scarlett must pay $3.6 million in restitution. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Much of the Front Range under red flag warnings this afternoon for areas in southern Colorado that extends to tomorrow, along with a high wind advisory. Maybe you've been feeling that. Meanwhile, mountain towns near Vail are looking at a winter weather advisory tomorrow. You are listening to CPR News and KRCC.